Shalom, Havarim, and welcome to the Shofar Ministries program. This is Dan, along with my beautiful partner in life, Reverend Sheila Crawford.
Well, thank you, honey, and a heartfelt shalom to all the listeners tonight. May God bless you and show you his favor as we now give him honor.
We do honor you, O Lord, our shepherd and El Shaddai. For you are good and your mercies endure forever. America has sinned against you, O Lord. But while there is yet time, we pray that some, especially our lost loved ones, accept your free gift of salvation. We ask for all those who are called by your name to keep our burdens light, direct our paths, and make our way smooth as we anxiously await your trumpet sound of Revelation chapter 4. We pray for our president to fulfill your will as we ask all this in Yeshua's name. Amen.
Amen. Well, we'll be continuing our history teachings on the wolves in sheep's clothing and their secret infiltration of mankind, which we have covered quite a lot over the last 3 weeks.
And all up on our webpage.
It is. And we are very grateful that finally the protesting, although continuing, has become somewhat more peaceful.
And so much for social distancing.
I know. So why are they still protesting since the culprits have been charged and in jail? I think they must like it, for now they want to get rid of our police because of some bad cops that shouldn't be there anyway, but are. Why? Because their liberal government in their cities and the unions overlook their bad behaviors. They give the cops a pass, especially this Derek fella, who had at least, I think, 16 infractions. It needs an overhaul in some cities, but certainly not an abolishment.
Yeah, you know, we're living in a climate of lunacy.
Well put. Well, one thing, it's taken most minds off of COVID-19, and we do have some updated scientific findings that we found mostly on the website of Robert Kennedy Jr.'s called childrenshealthdefense.org. I highly recommend that.
And this morning I even heard the WHO is confirming what we are about to say.
Uh-huh. Well, actually, they almost have to save face, because the studies are coming to the forefront now from hundreds of doctors and scientists from Stanford, Harvard, Oxford, etc., who all agree that the lockdown was a boneheaded policy, particularly because of the devastating domino effect on all society.
Particularly the mentally weak.
Mm-hmm. These studies confirm that the infection fatality rate is similarly in line with, guess what, the flu. And those who have died mostly had underlying conditions and elderly.
Yeah, you know, and closing schools made no sense at all.
All right. You know, just let the teachers over 60 with underlying conditions to decide themselves whether to teach or stay home.
And there is no clear evidence of secondary transmission from children to adults.
I know. And children especially should not wear masks for many reasons, including it's just bad for their health due to inhaling exhaled carbon dioxide. Nor, according to this article that I just read, do they need to practice 6 feet social distancing. And I think you have their direct quote, mm-hmm. don't you, from that article?
Yes. Masks should only be used by healthcare workers, caretakers, or by people who are sick with symptoms of fever and cough.
And here's the best part. People who test positive, saying they have COVID-19, but are asymptomatic, which, by the way, is most people, they do not spread COVID-19. And here is another quote, this time from Professor Streaks on his extensive studies concerning contagiousness.
There is no significant risk of catching the disease when you go shopping. Severe outbreaks of the infection were always a result of people being closer together over a long period of time. When we took samples from door handles, phones, or toilets, it has not been possible to cultivate the virus in the laboratory on the basis of these swabs.
Uh-oh. You mean closing parks, museums, etc., and wearing gloves and masks at the grocery store, fumigating our groceries, and just being generally paranoid? Was it necessary?
Also, published science shows COVID-19 is not spread outdoors.
Right, because it's an indoor virus caught through an infected droplet and close, prolonged contact.
Yeah, just like the flu.
We have the data now proving that lockdowns have not had a direct impact on the course of the disease.
Well, you know, in many cases, quite the opposite.
Mm-hmm.
We must move on to other news.
Do we? Okay, so Iran has been moving its troops and their Hezbollah proxies right next to the Israeli Golan border. However, they were disguised as Syrian soldiers and with Syrian army vehicles in an attempt to avoid Israeli strikes if they were recognized.
But Israel did not buy it.
Right. And hit the area last Thursday, killing approximately 9, both Syrians and Iranians. But they remained, so Israel hit more militia in eastern Syria on Sunday, this time killing Afghani soldiers who were in the mix helping Iran.
Okay, so what is Russia doing?
Well, they just watched, and I know they were quite aware, but didn't lift a finger to stop the disguised deployment of Iranian troops along Israel's border. And by the way, Hezbollah is furthermore exploiting the situation by smuggling drugs into Jordan. The arrested drug traffickers are just soon released after Hezbollah bribe the local Syrian government officials.
Sounds like America.
But speaking of Iran, we actually just made a prisoner exchange with them. This latest swap indicates to most that while relations remain very strained, communication obviously continues, at least at some level. Both governments thanked Switzerland for acting as intermediary in the trade. Hours later, President Trump tweeted, "Thank you, Iran. On a very fair negotiation. See, we can make a deal together."
And some more good news.
Yes, an important former Arab official from Dubai said, "It's time Gulf states normalized ties with Israel."
That statement should help the peace plan go forward.
Oh, I think so.
Yep. Okay, you can send your end time question by email to Sheila at shofarministries.net or call the office and leave your detailed message to 440-834-9006. Also, by regular mail to Post Office Box 513, Burton, Ohio, 44021. Please consider a love offering and we'll be sure to add you to our mailing list for any updates and biblical teachings. You can also donate on our webpage, shofarministries.net, where all the past radio and teaching newsletters are archived for your added learning.
Okay, on to our study on the Society of Another Jesus. Still today, these infiltrators sneak undercover into all walks of life to cause division, strife, chaos, confusion, and any other descriptive word you would like to add.
Well, since the Garden of Eden, it's always been Satan Jamo.
We've been describing the Jesuits and the reasons behind its creation. But I have to say anymore, you don't even have to be trained at a Jesuit school because it's contagious. Pure evil is lurking everywhere.
But the high-level Jesuits, through 500 years, win the prize.
For sure. And a lot of it is due to their organizational skills. It's even better than Antifa or Black Lives Matter.
We've talked a lot about the coming beast and the harlot church who rides it.
Yes, and the Vatican and its city on seven hills, and the first Jesuit, Pope Francis, the obvious heretic, and the two keys on the flag, meaning ruling over both the political and the spiritual.
And we talked about how the Vatican created Islam.
That they even pray on beads, adore Mary, and their women dress like nuns. We talked on why the Jesuits were founded to counter the Protestant Revolution of 1517, written about in Revelation 3, the Church of Sardis.
The breakaway church.
Yeah. And we talked about how Islam eventually turned on the Vatican, so they had to form the Crusades. Even offering less time in purgatory to fight for Jerusalem. And skip purgatory altogether if they are killed.
Yeah, which is also very similar to Islam.
Yes, they go right to heaven if martyred.
We talked about how Abe Lincoln was assassinated by Jesuits and why.
We spoke about the Jonestown Massacre of the well-trained Jesuit Jim Jones.
The Ku Klux Klan and the Castro brothers.
Yes, and left off last week with the purposeful sinking of the Titanic with its Jesuit coadjutor, Captain Ed Smith. It was the floating palace of its day, created to be the tomb for those refusing to establish the Federal Reserve. So poof to you. And within 2 years, the Federal Reserve Bank was formed in 1913, and America has been under her control ever since.
These past programs are all on our website.
That's right. So tonight, let's begin with some famous quotes from some very important people of their day, which, by the way, can all be verified.
And we hope you will.
Mm-hmm. For knowledge is gainful, and Scripture says in Hosea 4:6 that my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Well, that word for destroyed is dama, which actually means made dumb, even silent. So in other words, it's saying, my people are dumb and silent for lack of knowledge. You cannot speak what you don't know, church.
Of course, the best knowledge comes from His Word.
Well, that goes without saying. And then add some other knowledge, particularly historical. Really helps to connect today's dots. It just does. Like, why do certain things happen?
Who can you trust?
And why so many catastrophes? And why does God allow it?
Do angels have free will?
Anyhow, here are some famous quotes. The first one is from Pope Clement XIV, who actually did abolish the Jesuit order in 1773.
Well, you know, there were some good popes.
Of course. And Pope Clement XIV threw the Jesuits out of Rome.
But later returned under a different pope.
Yeah. But here's what Pope Clement said just before he died in 1774. Alas, I knew the Jesuits would poison me, but I did not expect to die in so slow and cruel a manner.
Here's what John Adams, our second president, said a few years before he died in 1826.
He said, my history of the Jesuits is not eloquently written, but it is supported by unquestionable authorities and is very particular and very horrible. The Jesuit order's restoration in 1814 by Pope Pius VII is indeed a step toward darkness, cruelty, despotism, and death. I do not like even the appearance of the Jesuits. If ever there was a body of men who merited eternal damnation on earth and in hell, it is this society of Loyola. Okay, honey, read that one by Abraham Lincoln, who actually knew he would eventually die at their hands.
The Civil War would never have been possible without the sinister influence of the Jesuits.
Mm-hmm. And then, I don't know if you remember Marquis de Lafayette. I learned about him in history, but he was a French statesman and a general who served under the command of General George Washington during the American Revolutionary War.
It is my opinion that if the liberties of this country, the United States of America, are destroyed, it will be by the subtlety of the Roman Catholic Jesuit priests, for they are the most crafty, dangerous enemies to civil and religious liberty. They have instigated most of the wars of Europe.
And we're going to discuss those two major wars next time. But as we have often brought to light, there are many undercover Jesuit-trained coadjutors still here today, and we have named many of them in other programs. And why are they still around? Well, because evil has a master who is here until Revelation 19.
You have a quote from Napoleon Bonaparte, the Emperor of France.
Yeah. Yeah, he said that the Jesuits are a military organization, not a religious order. Their chief is the general of an army, not the mere father abbot of a monastery. And the aim of this organization is power. Power in its most despotic exercise, absolute power, universal power, power to control the world by the volition of a single man, the Black Pope, the superior general of the Jesuits.
That's a story we might get into as well next week.
Maybe. Also, you have one from R.W. Thompson. He was the secretary to the American Navy.
The Jesuits are the deadly enemies of civil and religious liberty.
And still are.
We have one from Adolf Hitler.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, he said, "Above all, I have learned from the Jesuits, and so did Lenin too. The world has never known anything quite so splendid as the higher structure of the Roman Catholic Church. There were quite a few things I simply appropriated from the Jesuits for the use of the Nazi Party."
By the way, Adolf did not write Mein Kampf, a Jesuit did.
That's right. His name was Father Bernard Stempfel, Jesuit priest and a pretty good author. Now, the next quote is from a very famous Russian novelist. I really probably can't say his name, but I'll give it a shot. Fyodor Dostoevsky. There you go. Anyway, he said, "The Jesuits are simply the Roman army for the earthly sovereignty of the world in the future, with the Pontiff of Rome for emperor. That's their ideal. It is simple lust of power, a filthy earthly gain of domination, something like a universal serfdom with the Jesuits as masters. That's all they stand for. They don't even believe in God, perhaps." Well, let me just tell you, they positively don't believe in Yahweh as God. Their God is Lucifer. They are Luciferians who deny that Lucifer is even Satan. They're two separate entities. In fact, they don't even like Satan. But Lucifer is the real light bearer, they say. And by the way, you can talk to different people and they'll define Lucifer in different ways. But he is revered highly and often worshipped. Okay, Lord Palmerton is this one. And he said, "The presence of the Jesuits in any country, Romanist, Catholic, or Protestant, is likely to breed social disturbance." So again, I'm reading these to you so you can relate this to what is going on today. This is a master plan to take over the world, a new world order. And it begins with the globalists, who are evil people causing unheard of chaos. Remember, their motto is, "Out of chaos comes the new world order." It's just a fact. And we know the Bible even says it's coming, so can't deny that. Okay, we have a little bit of a longer one, but boy, it says a lot. And this is from Brigadier General Thomas M. Harris. And he says, "The organization of the Roman Catholic hierarchy is a complete military despotism of which the Pope is the ostensible head, but of which the Black Pope, the superior general of the Jesuits, is the real head. He not only has command of his own order, but also directs and controls the general policy of the Roman Catholic Church. The Black Pope is the power behind the throne and is the real potential head of the hierarchy. The whole machine is under the strictest rules of military discipline. The whole thought and will of this machine to plan, propose, and execute is found in its head. There is no independence of thought or of action in its subordinate parts implicit and unquestioning obedience to the orders of superiors in authority is the sworn duty of the priesthood of every grade. And again, there's different levels. So that says an awful lot. Another quick one, Friedrich von Hardenberg, he was that German philosopher. Never before in the course of the world's history had such a society, the Jesuit order, appeared. The old Roman Senate itself did not lay schemes for world domination with greater certainty of success. And he wrote that in 1800. Another quick one, Jeremiah J. Crowley. Now, he was an Irishman, but he left the priesthood, and he authored the book called Romanism, Menace to the Nation. He says, the Jesuit superior general is at the head of this black and mute militia, which thinks, wills, acts, obeys as the passive instrument of his designs. Their whole life must have but one aim, the advancement of the Jesuit order to which they are attached. That was just 1912. And then we have one by Robert Jefferson Breckinridge, and this is the last one. He was a politician and also a Presbyterian minister. And he says, the Society of Jesus, the Jesuit order, is the enemy of man. The whole human race should unite for its overthrow. For there is no alternative between its total extirpation and the absolute corruption and degradation of mankind. Wow. So there you have quite a few quotes, and I can tell you for sure, there's many Jesuit-trained people right now in government, in the churches, in every walks of life to cause chaos and to cause division. That is the MO. So let me ask you, I don't know if you just happened to listen to this program, you know, by mistake. I can tell you it's not a mistake. It's time to open up our eyes, churches, to what's going on out there. And if you don't belong to the Church of Jesus Christ, what are you going to do about that? You know, what do you think? What are you thinking? Whose side are you on? There's only two sides. Do you understand evil? Really understand evil? And wouldn't you rather know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior? You know, because we know Jesus, it's really difficult for believers to understand the depths of evil. It's very difficult. But it's out there, and we can't be ignorant of its devices. And Ephesians 6 warns us to do so. So, if you're not saved, you're running out of time. Do you already know the Lord? Well, then get out there and tell others, and get a burden for those who will be left behind. This is how we store our treasures in heaven. That's all we're supposed to be doing. God will take care of us. He is our provider, and he loves us very much. I want to leave you with the Aaronic blessing, and this, of course, is from Numbers 6, 22 through 27. The Lord will bless you and keep you. The Lord will make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord will lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. And by the way, some of your Bibles don't say it exactly like that, but that's the original. The Lord will do these things. So till next time, Sha'alu Shalom, Yerushalayim. Pray for the righteous in America and pray for the peace of Jerusalem, because those who love her, well, you're going to prosper, especially spiritually. And that's, of course, Psalm 122, verse 6, that we should all memorize. Again, until next time, shalom, tell someone about the Lord, keep your president in prayer, then he makes good decisions. Till next time, shalom.
Thanks for listening to this week's broadcast from Shofar Ministries, hosted by Sheila Crawford on AM 1220, The Word. If you would like to help keep this show on the air, please visit the Shofar Ministries website, shofarministries.net. That's all one word, shofarministries.net. Once you're there, click the donate button on the left side of the page, and it will take you to the PayPal secure payment site. If you don't use the internet, you can send your check or money order donation to the following address, Box 513, Burton, Ohio, 44021. That's Box 513, Burton, Ohio, 44021. For any questions or comments about this program, please send an email to Sheila at the following address, Sheila@ShofarMinistries.net. That's Sheila@ShofarMinistries.net. Please join us next Tuesday night at 8 for Shofar Ministries, right here on AM 1220, The Word. The preceding program was brought to you by Shofar Ministries.